This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All right, adventurers, get ready, because today we're diving into a story called The Rain Boot Adventure.
Oh, I love this one.
Yeah, you shared this one with us, and it's so much fun. It's about a kid named Nora in a town called Puddlebrook, where it seems to rain all the time.
All the time. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if it rained for days and days and days?
Oh, that would be
what could you do?
I would probably, I don't even know. I think I'd get a little stir crazy.
Nora did too. She got really bored watching the worms wiggle outside and wishing she could go splash in those big puddles.
So what does she do?
Well, luckily, her grandma came to the rescue with a surprise. A pair of grandpa's old yellow rain boots.
Oh, those sound cool.
They were. And grandma said with a wink that those boots had a little adventure tucked inside them.
Wow, a little adventure. I wonder what that could be.
Well, Nora slipped those boots on, and they felt all squishy and soft. And then guess what?
What?
The boots started to wiggle and jiggle all on their own.
No way.
Yeah, they pulled Nora right out the back door.
And then?
Straight into the biggest puddle in the yard.
Did she get all wet?
Oh, she got soaked. But this wasn't an ordinary splash, no sir. Those boots. And Nora started sinking down into that puddle with a splat flash pop.
Sounds kind of like a magic trick.
It was like magic. When they popped back up, they weren't in the backyard anymore. They were on Puddle Planet.
Puddle Planet. A whole planet made of puddles.
You got it. A squishy, splashy world where frogs wear bow ties, worms run cafes with muddy menus, and rubber duckies fly around like balloons.
That sounds bonkers.
It was, and Nora couldn't believe her eyes. She was so excited. And just when she thought it couldn't get any better, she heard about the Great Splash Trail Race.
Ooh, a race. What was it like?
It was amazing. Pictures zooming through giant soap bubbles and then whooshing through tunnels made of willy pads and bouncing over hills of squishy mud.
Wow, I bet all the kids on Puddle Planet love that race.
Oh, they do. It's the highlight of the year. But before the race started, a wise old snail named Greg gave Nora some advice. He said, use your boots wisely. I wonder what he meant by that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, off she went, splashing and zooming all over the race course, having a blast.
But then she saw something that made her stop. A little baby duckling was stuck in some really thick, sticky mud.
Oh, no, poor little duckling.
Nora knew she had to help, even though she was right in the middle of the race.
What did she do?
Well, she used one of her boots, like a little boat, to scoop up the duckling, and then the other boot as a paddle to push it back to its mama.
That was so kind of her.
It was. And even though Nora didn't win the race, the creatures of Puddle Planet thought she was a hero. They cheered and gave her a special prize, the Golden Splash Badge, for bravery and boot brilliance.
That's so much better than a regular trophy.
Way better. And those magical boots of hers, they even sparkled with joy. Then with one final splash, they took Nora back to her own backyard.
Aw, I bet she was sad to leave Puddle Planet.
Maybe a little. But she had her shiny new badge and a heart full of happy memories. And guess what?
What?
She realized that even a boring rainy day could turn into an amazing adventure if you just use your imagination.
So those rain boots weren't just for keeping feet dry. They were like a key to a whole new world.
Exactly. It makes you think, doesn't it? What if we looked at ordinary things around us in a new way? What kind of magic could we find?
Maybe our own shoes have secret adventures waiting inside them.
Maybe they do. All we have to do is put them on and see where they take us.
That's a great thought. Thanks for sharing this awesome story with us today.
My pleasure. It's always fun to jump into a good adventure.
Absolutely. All right, explorers, until next time, keep your boots ready for anything. You never know what you might find.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.